Tierney, how does Joni Mitchell inspire your vocal artistry on the project After Blue?
Well, you know, I came to Joni Mitchell in an interesting way because I really became first a real admirer of her jazz singing. And she's been affiliated with jazz musicians and jazz repertoire really for just about her whole career. And a lot of people aren't as familiar with that, but that was my first entree into Joni Mitchell. I also was aware that that many of the jazz musicians that I respect greatly are huge fans of Joni Mitchell's, and she's pretty universally respected in the jazz world. But once I started listening to her folk work and her own compositions, I became aware of what a deep and great singer she is, in addition to being a composer.
And what Joni Mitchell song was the most important, do you think, that she ever wrote?
Well, I think the most important one that she wrote, that would be a really odd question for most songwriters, but she wrote a song that I actually covered called Little Green, which was a song about giving her daughter up for adoption. And it seems to me that one would take the cake. It's a really, really beautiful song.
Now, you're a vocal instructor. What lessons do you teach aspiring vocal students?
Well, I do a lot of different things. I teach musicianship for singers, how to lead a band. I also just teach some vocal technique. I mostly concentrate on students that are interested in learning jazz, learning improvisation, and jazz repertoire, jazz style, but I've done some other things too.
I understand that you've taught a lot of today's finest young singers who are coming up on the scene, including Gretchen Parlato.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I first met Gretchen when she was 16 years old, or 15, in L.A., so we've been very, very close ever since.
Now, you've probably watched her develop over the years.
Oh, sure. Sure, absolutely. And yep. She always had her own style, for sure, but it was always a lot of fun to work with her, and you know, we've been sort of more peers for the last few years, for sure. We went to the Grammys together this year, and that was really fun, so.
I was also going to ask, why do you consider Joni Mitchell's 2000 recording Both Sides Now comparable to Billie Holiday's Lady in Satin?
Well, I think the readings, her telling of the story is so beautiful, and the quality of her voice and the depth and emotion in those readings, I really think is up there with some of the greatest standards albums with strings that have ever been made. And there are many, many pop singers that make standards recordings, but the depth that Joni has is a singular, I think, among pop singers that do standards repertoire.
Who are you going to perform with on stage at the concerts in Omaha?
I'll be on stage with guitarist Serge Merlot, who's from France, and we did an album together this year. It was released this year and nominated for a Grammy called Paris Sessions, which is a beautiful, quiet standards record. And Mark Summer, who's an amazing cellist. My son calls him the Bobby McFerrin of the cello. He's a cello virtuoso and plays the cello like you've never seen it, like a bass, like a drum, like a guitar, like all sorts of things. He's quite extraordinary and exceptional.
Now, do you still tour with the Tierney Sutton Band, or is that on break or hiatus? Or
we definitely still tour. We were just in New York for a week last month, and we have things coming up, and we're working on a new project. So, absolutely.
I've heard you say that jazz singers should sing within the context of the song. Why is that?
Well, I think it's really, more than anything, it's a philosophy. You know, when you're an opera singer or a Broadway singer, your concentration is the voice, making your sound. For a jazz singer, in my way of looking at it, is that a jazz singer uses his or her voice in the context of the music. That's the first job. And so the first job is not to make my voice the greatest voice in the world. My first job is to listen to and serve the context of the music and the musicians, too.
Now, how does your Baha'i faith serve the musical process?
Well, to a large degree, I mean, I think what I was just talking about context and listening, having a balance between unity and diversity, which is the main Baha'i principle, the oneness of mankind, the oneness of religions, but also justice, you know, thinking about different voices being heard. And there's an idea in the Baha'i faith about consultation, solving problems through mature communication between people, where each individual is heard and asserts their opinion and asserts their voice, but also is ready to listen and is ready to change their mind when new information is given to them, and coming to consensus together through the free expression of people and being affected by people. I think jazz is a really amazing metaphor for that process among people. For me, the main purpose of music is about giving comfort and presenting something to people that can be an example of sort of spirituality and unity of people, you know? And I think times of crisis are the times that means the most to me, if things can touch people.
One last question. Why was the After Blue CD the easiest CD to put together for you?
Well, I think because there were several parts that I knew that I wanted to include in the CD. I wanted to include the work I'd been doing with the Turtle Island String Quartet, and those were four arrangements that were finished, done, and I'd been doing for a long time. I wanted to do a couple of standards in very classic jazz structures and classic jazz treatments, and that's what I was doing with Serge in Paris, with Serge and Kevin. And so choosing two songs that were standards that I had learned from Joni Mitchell were easy to choose. And I was really happy with the way that they turned out. Then Al Jarreau came into the project, and Hubert Laws, and it was clear that I wanted to do Dry Cleaner from Des Moines, and it was also very clear the songs that I wanted to do with Larry Golding. So even though there was so much material to choose from, the parts of the CD came together in a really harmonious and easy way.